All set.
Make a motion, we approve the minutes from last meeting.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All right. All signed, Chris.
Thank you, Chris.
You're welcome.
What's that buzzer?
Might be the phone someplace.
Oh.
If it was a moose calling, you'd know that.
We would know that.
I was watching off with the wall the other night and they had the competition.
The moose calling competition?
Yeah.
Coming down, Don.
Those are, yeah, just sent to it in Main Street. Well, something happened to Western, we couldn't do that one.
You couldn't find it?
I saw pictures of it.
They were going to do it, and I said, no use, don't even bother. I think the state won't be upset.
Just bill us.
Yeah, just bill it.
A lot of money, and that's state mandated.
No kidding.
That's state mandated. I have to do that every year. Now.
Is there a big accident on Main Street or something this afternoon?
Accident?
Yeah, I was coming back from Hyannis, and both the Hyannis rescue squad and the Mashpee one were heading over. Both of them lights going.
I didn't get back in here into work till about 4 o'clock to go over some stuff.
I know those firefighters, they were late for lunch.
He's been on vacation.
Nothing about St. Catholic's Day jokes.
Have you gotten to the point where your fingers don't want to work all the time? Yet? Are you there? My fingers don't want to work all the time.
It doesn't stop there.
Oh, that's... I know.
That can get a little tough in some situations.
Yeah. Especially taking the fish off the hook.
I was wondering, especially the season started yet?
Season started.
Is anyone smiling yet?
Nobody's got a striper, I'm sure, but we're smiling about largemouth bass are eating. Freshwater fish are eating.
Trout's supposed to be pretty good. I haven't been out.
Trout, we did good in the trout.
I drove by and I see the guy's stocking down there at Levels, and I see the guys lined up on the road waiting for him to leave.
Oh, did they stock Levels?
Yeah.
Did they stock Levels?
Yeah.
They're feeding our bass for us.
Yeah.
Oh, they did? Hey, you catch them. We're one right after another. Yeah. Yeah. It is. Okay, how do we do, Chris? Warrants? We done?
We got the warrants.
You good? Thank you very much.
Well,
go to water quality.
All tests have been negative.
Uh-oh.
We're good.
Chris, did I sign the wrong one?
Quite possibly.
Yeah,
you did.
That's the one I need to sign. Okay, I'll do a redo. Okay, you can move on while I'm signing. It's no big.
Yeah, right now, water quality is fine. We haven't done anything really besides our normal monthly coliform testing, and all come back negative, and we're doing all right.
Okay. We're safe?
Yep.
Thank you.
So far, so good.
All right. Superintendent's report. Are you kidding me? We're moving good right now.
All right.
This is moving good. Who's having corned beef and cabbage tonight?
I already had it for lunch.
Oh, you went to the meeting
today?
Russell went to the meeting? Everybody goes
not
to the meeting?
Not the one I went to.
Different meeting?
Different meeting.
Oh. Everybody's going to meetings. I didn't go to the meeting.
Let's see. February.
My wife's making corned beef and cabbage. Nice. Pretty good. It's pretty good when you get that going.
Oh, yeah.
Anyways. You ready?
Yep. In February of 2015, we pumped 8,354,000 gallons of water. February 2016, 8,742,000. For an increase of 388,000.
We're going to stay in the block, Chris.
Right there. That's how it's supposed to be. I mean, right around the same between.
Pump it, fill it. We're staying in the block. You got to do that.
There should be one house over there at that new section.
All right. That's a pretty good jump.
Yeah, it's not bad.
This time of year.
We've been going up and down. We had quite a bit of rain, actually, this year, so it could have been a little higher.
Yeah.
I think it was, like, compared to this year, there was a difference of, like, 3 or 4 inches.
Right.
Doesn't matter too much this time of year because not many people are out washing their cars and everything. Last winter, there was an awful lot of snow this time of year. So, yeah, it could have been much higher. So
sure.
People are starting, hopefully, to be right there, too. We did put in 2 new services in February, one down on East Lane and one in Forest Hills Road in off of Newtown. We didn't have any replacements. I did tell you guys last month that our hazardous grant was accepted.
Oh.
We've sent in the W-9 and the electronic transfer sheet to them. I have sent some stuff back to GZA to go over the actual sheets that I have to fill out. Some of it I got to amend. I just got back, or just got a return phone call finally from R.A. Mitchell today. They're holding the price. It's still the same for the generator and everything.
Oh, good.
So everything's still the same. Everybody's just at this point waiting for everybody to say go. And we should be good.
Okay.
Go.
So, yeah. Yeah.
I'm not going to talk about that. It's in the agenda. I have down here some stuff on some bylaws, and we've chosen not to bring it up tonight. It wasn't on the agenda, and we don't want to break any rules or anything like that. We're just going to table it, and we'll put it on the next agenda and bring it up next month.
Okay. That's it. We got it in the email today?
Yeah.
A couple of days ago.
All right. The forestry plan that we talked about last month, I have to get a W-9 from Mike to send in with that. We kind of left it in. I talked to Vic about it a little afterwards. We left it for me to send that in, right?
Yeah.
Is that how we were?
Yeah.
Well, because we really don't have it's not going to hurt us to send it in no matter what.
Yeah.
It just gets us on a list and gets us
right.
In the game.
Okay. Yeah. I just wanted to verify for sure. Vic said, that's the way it went.
Some point,
I put it to the side and it's not going to hurt. I said it wouldn't hurt for another month just to verify and make sure. So it'll be done within the next couple of weeks. It'll be in. I'll get the W-9 from Mike and that has to go with it or they reject it. I was reading up a little more on it.
What's that? W-9 shows that you're tax-free.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just for you guys to be aware, Thursday morning, I believe it was. Nope, it was Tuesday morning. I got a phone call from a plumber on a house over on Papanesset Road that we had a curb stop leaking by all winter long, and he said it ruined the inside of a lady's house. He hasn't been there yet. If I can meet him down there. It was a house that had previously frozen, and the Y valve was not shut off all the way in the basement. I'm not sure why. I was at that house. I let Matt go in to drain the meter and turn it off and get the reading and bring it out to me. I shut the curb stop off so I can guarantee that it was off. It's just leaking by. Apparently what has happened is because it wasn't, it dripped a little,
not a lot, but enough that it's split level kind of like, so it's one of the little teeny underneath the stairs, mm-hmm. and they shut the door when they left. So whatever was in there started molding up, and it started running through the wall, and the woman, when she walked in, could smell mold, and there's a chance that it might get to our insurance. So I just wanted you guys to be aware of it in case all of a sudden you heard something coming out, something was happening.
So at some point in time, gone in there and read the meter and shut down the water main.
Yeah,
we
went in. Our procedure is to go shut it off the street, go inside, open up, drain the line back, make sure there's no water coming out, read the water meter, drain the water meter, put it to the side, shut that down, and then leave.
Right. Do we take the water meter off?
Yeah, we disconnect it right off of the stuff, and what happened was that angle valve didn't get shut down all the way, yeah. and it was dripping by. The curb stuff's old, mm-hmm. I'm sure, and I've already made plans. I told her I would have it replaced. So they're a seasonal house every year, so it doesn't happen again, but, you know, like I said, still could come to us, and it could be a clean put in. Mm-hmm. And I've already talked to the insurance company. He's already started a number on it.
No.
And everything's in the paperwork, at least. They have 3 years.
Nothing, but would you consider a spacer in that thing?
No, because they've already drained the house.
In the future, would you consider a spacer in between the...
where the meter was.
Where the meter was? They make them.
Yeah, but you mean something that would hold water?
I'm just throwing
this
it up
the first
there.
Time
I
that
that
really happened.
Yeah.
I mean, usually our procedures have always worked. And I'm not going to blame the new guy for it because
yeah, no,
I should have went in and checked his
anyway. No blame on
yeah.
that. Just throwing. I mean, Ford makes a fake.
Yeah.
And that's
no,
what they do.
But see, there's a double catch there anyways. The curb stop should have been off and the Y valve should have been on. Hmm. So if one leaks by, the other catches it.
We put spacers in pits.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes, yeah. But,
all,
I mean, if it's
all
off...
hits, boom, get a spacer.
Now, is that like a cap? A spacer?
No, it goes in between. They're very awkward because the distance between on a 5/8 by 3/4 meter or a 5/8 meter is 7.5 inches.
Okay.
That's the laying length. So to buy just a regular nipple for it, it doesn't work. But you can get
spacers
made
yeah.
by a couple of different companies that get put in between the two meter spuds,
okay.
so that meter can be gone, but you leave it connected, you know, so that it doesn't drain into the pit or drain
yeah.
into the house or whatever
yeah.
it might be.
Yeah.
It's just a kind of a safety feature.
Would it be like a clog on that one, that spacer, though? I mean, I'm just trying to figure out how the spacer would start. It would keep going to the other side, then come up into the house and start filling the house, then we'd have more light. If it,
yeah, well, if they don't
yeah.
have the house shut down, the
yeah.
house isn't secure.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. But, I mean, we don't want that. We want the damn thing shut off, you know?
Right.
Well, what would happen if a plug was put on that?
On one
side? It wouldn't have done it. If I put a plug on it, it would have just filled
so
the line, and the line would have stood there stagnant.
Yeah.
yeah.
So just
yeah.
cap it.
But
know.
Unless
but
the
yeah.
meter, unless the valve itself froze.
Yeah.
yeah.
Then it would start squirting, or it would happen again.
Yeah.
yeah.
So the whole idea is not to get that piece of pipe or that valve frozen.
It's a pretty old. It's a pretty old house anyways?
Not really.
Yeah.
It's not a real old house, but it's, you know, it's one that they're only here 3 months a year.
Yeah.
So there's
well,
no need to keep it on. They used to not turn it off, but the house froze up on them. They had an outside
yeah.
shower that busted inside, actually, and they put the whole house flooded out. So this is why, this is all brand new sheetrock that's in the house, and this is why the woman was upset.
Yeah, right.
I shouldn't say she was upset.
Blame her for that.
Just, yeah, no, not at all.
All right.
We are going to start flushing, hopefully, April 1st. We're trying to push for it around about the first week of April. It might end up being just putting ads in April. Might be the second week we start, but we're planning on starting in April.
Okay.
Keep your eyes out for signs and postings. The last thing is I brought to your attention about the state-mandated chemical feed system. I got some harder prices from Jader and Howard. It didn't include Station 1 and the stuff to Station 1. The work being done to raise it and clean it and everything else. Has everything that has to be put on there. And I would have sent this to you earlier, but I just got it actually today, the rest of it.
They got us on the clock.
Right now?
Yeah.
No. You got to add 100 to that to put one on. The very last figure in the end.
Yeah.
So Station 1 to be done.
For everything then.
Yeah. That would be for each station to be brought up like this, and that's not including doing the construction, raising the pump like I want to do, and everything else down at Station 1. Can be added in. I do have money for cleaning, replacing the pump, replacing the motor if needed. I have that already in the budget from funds up before, for cleaning of the wells. That was my next one to be done anyways.
And if we stop chlorinating?
I'm going to chance of it. It's a tough one. I understand, and I don't. We're still going to have the same problems with the new rule. We might not have to just tell anybody about them. You know, if we still have coliform problems, then. We could probably deal with that. It's just they're gonna make me do this anyways. If it comes to a point where it's happening more than twice a month, is what we had happening. So they're the ones that told us to put in. As soon as we stopped, we started having it happen again. With the E. coli that we've got a couple times. That's the real scary part. That's when the boil was. That's when it gets really dangerous.
I think our culprits are coming down. Is it worth having another survey done, Chris?
Excuse me?
Is it worth having another outfit in to analyze it?
I don't think that anybody's going to find the culprit of where it came from.
Okay.
It's just, I think it's one of them things, without being there and at the time it happens and finding it right away or seeing it happen, it's so rare that you actually find, unless, you know, you find a guy pumping it in or, you know, you find a back siphonage or something like that happening. And it's consistent. But when you get it just, like, showing up...
Yeah.
Let me ask you this.
And disappearing and coming back, you know, 6 months later.
As superintendent,
yeah,
and you're dealing with the people that have told you it just has to be done, mm-hmm. right? What is your recommendation?
My responsibility is to do it. I have to supply the best I can give to anybody.
So the next
this will make sure that this doesn't happen again. It's not what I've been told by switching the pumps out, putting these better pumps that we have There'll be not the temporary pumps that we're using now. I'll be able to regulate this a lot more through my SCADA system. I can keep a lower residual than I can now without the pumps gassing up. And I don't think you're going to get the chlorine smell as much.
Yeah, for people that are sensitive to it.
The people that are so sensitive.
So the next question I have is, knowing how construction prices go up a certain amount of percent each year and all that stuff, if we put this up, we're looking at more than what that figure is.
The problem that we have is we either have to stop adding chlorine altogether, mm-hmm. or we have to do this, because this is being, this and is something that the state has given me an order to do. I don't have a say on it from them unless we stop altogether.
Okay. And the time period they give you to do it in?
I have told, well, they came back and asked me to do it within 45 days. And I finally got in touch with them, had a letter written to them, and said there is not a possible way that I can do what you want. This isn't just, you know, me throwing a bucket around something and being done. You want all the bells and whistles. You want a shower put in. You want you want containment. Yeah, you, all these things that has to go in for now because they're calling it worse than mine that we're putting in there.
Mm-hmm. And keep in mind that we have to go to the people asking money.
Right. And that's what I told them. I said, there's no way, you know, I have to be able to get this. Now,
these aren't hard to task. Just
it might be able to be done if I wanted to sit there and hire each person to do this. Mm-hmm. Get my SCADA guy in here, get my mason in here, order the pots myself. I don't know if I can legally do that with how much money can I spend on a temp. Do I have to keep getting three prices on everything? Do I have to, you know, get three quotes on everything? We got flushing. We got enough going on right now. I don't know if I could have the time to do this right now. Or if would have the qualifications to do it, I should say. I would love to say, let's just stop, but I am scared to. And if something happened from stopping it, I'd be devastated and, you know.
And the confidence and all that stuff that goes with it for the people in the town.
I can get Patrick here to talk about it a little more, and he can explain it. He's, he could explain it a lot better why about everything that's in here and why it's that where it is and what happened what's on it and everything else. But I told him I needed a figure. I don't know when you guys have to get a figure to somebody before it's put in, whether we can get it in this year, whether it has to go to a special. But I have probably a year to 15 months to do this. And I can keep asking the state to push it a little longer. And I told them it wasn't feasible that, you know, you're going to have to give me time to put it out to bid. You're going to have to give me time to get the money. You're going to have to give me time for construction. And he said, you know, as long as I know you're trying to do it right now,
That's
go ahead. We're not going to give you quite the deadline now. You just keep us up on it, and then we'll go from there.
Chance of getting any state money for this?
Who is it? Who is it that
currently?
Who is it? DEP is
Cortland Ridings. That's who I'm talking to.
And
Cortland Ridings. He's the new sanitary survey gentleman that came down. And Laughlin. He's the chlorine guy there.
If you got the money and everything else, what would it take them to do the job? A month? 6 months?
It's going to take 2 to 3 okay. for everything to be done, because first it's going to have one guy come in. I have to get every auxiliary engine out of there, which I've been having to do anyways.
Yeah, you got 6 months. You got 6 months per year to do this thing.
Yeah, so they got to be prepared. I have to get those out of there to make room, because everything is, the stations are already so big, so they have to truck in a containment pallet, put it to the side, put in the tanks, the pumps. I have to have an emergency backup pump for each one. The thing is, I talked them into. I said, can I keep one spare at the shop in case something happens? Possibly, because each pump might need a different size. Three of them are going to need the same, we know that. Mm-hmm. But station three pumps less, station five pumps more. Mm-hmm. So we might have to get three pumps instead of five. So we have looked at that, the lower prices. We have looked at a few different things that's going to try to keep the price down as low as we can.
Yeah, why don't we make arrangements to have Patrick come in and talk with us a little bit more about this.
Okay.
All right.
But realistically, it's something that we probably won't be able to get a hard figure for this district meeting.
I don't think so.
But if we have some better information by the time the district meeting comes, we might be able to make a, this is what's coming up for a future sort of speech.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm just, that's going to take me a little bit to get my hands around this thing.
Yep.
I'd rather have him come in and talk to me about this and maybe even have DEP come in and talk to us about this thing.
Yeah.
Would they do that?
Sure.
Yeah. Maybe we'll come in.
All right, well, that was my lovely report.
I hate you for the last
one. I know. That's why I saved it for last.
Yeah.
I should have started out with
don't. I don't even know if I can eat that corned beef and cabbage now.
I know, and you've got that hole in your gut still that I just made.
I'm going to have to get a hug before I get that. All right. Are you getting ready to check out?
I like to hear my favorite guy here.
Because we don't have this on the agenda, but we definitely need to talk about this rate, the rate thing that we've been gabbing with. Is that something
that would be under old business?
Be under old business? Good.
Yeah, if you've got something.
We talked about it the last time. We talked about that the rate study was done. Yeah. Yeah.
Just my thought, that's all.
Well, that's good. But this.
I know what you mean, the rate part.
Yeah. Right. Okay. So we want to. We've had a study done already with the rate.
Yes.
Okay.
I can't remember the date on it.
And we have a mic in place, but we don't feel like we're not sure if we can have him come in and discuss this with us. And, I mean, we got to talk about this.
Yeah.
So he works for another company that.
Right. That did the last report.
That did their last report, so he can't. Yeah. Right.
Not that I think it's a little bit of a conflict of interest.
Yeah. You've got an issue with that. Right. So that might be something that Boudreaux is going to tell us if he can actually do that, right?
Well, we can put out Fallen.
Okay.
So, I mean, it's just like putting an RFP out, mm-hmm. basically.
I mean, it was a good suggestion that I had that we could use him because he's already employed by us at this stage of the game, but that's not what we're not.
No.
No.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I don't think so. That's not what he's being employed for.
Okay.
Right.
All right. So, but we need to get working towards the potential for a rate increase. And
all right. Before you go, Jen did make a note here, just for a matter of fact.
Okay.
On this,
tracking the expenses for this year right now.
Yeah.
Receipts to date are $564,166.83. Receivable due are $80,475.12. Our total expenses for the budget were $589,955, which gives us a surplus of $54,686 this year.
See, that's the thing, because it's going to be come up at the meeting I go to. With,
right.
And I've told them what you told me.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden I hear from someone else that a whole different story. And I was sitting there and it was never said.
Okay. So that's hard facts. You did this today.
Yeah.
Put it out. This is what's due. This is what we have. So we are working, not for profit right now, but we are making...
We're self-sufficient.
Operating budget...
Is supported by
that you see on the top section, not talking the tank or anything there, is right now self-sufficient, yes.
All right, and that's what I believe, and that's how I'll bring that information forward. And before I have to leave, I do think we've talked about raising the rates before, and I've never heard anyone think that it was a bad idea because they're so happy with the way it is right now, they wouldn't mind paying more.
Good.
So it just depends on. I'm really into raising rates over a period of time to get to a point that covers all our capital expenses. That's crazy.
No, that's not what they're talking. That's not what we're talking about here.
No, this. Well, there could be something to pay them down a little bit, though, to help out a little bit.
Yeah.
What I thought this was about was for extremely high users. You know, having a tiered system where
we already have a tiered,
right now. Tiering it even more to discourage, you know, one.
You
user
mean like adding a tier to it?
Yeah, adding millions of gallons, you know, from one user. And but I might have misunderstood our last discussion about this. I mean, if we're self-sufficient now,
Well,
this is our second year in a row.
So it was self-sufficient, I believe.
677,000 last year, and now this is what this year is going to be. 80,000. And the prior year to that what was a minus of 60,000 or something like that.
Okay. I mean, it's worth the discussion.
So, Chris,
maybe if I bring in the tiers so everybody can have it right in front of them.
Yeah, that'd be
good. We can discuss it and...
Let's do that. I want us to drag our feet, but I don't want to spend money.
All right, I'll put it on the agenda.
I don't want to spend money and get some rate survey done when we really don't need that.
Did we have? And I didn't bring that stuff.
They're not cheating.
No, was not cheap at all.
Did we have though a listing of some of the surrounding towns' rates?
Yeah.
Yeah, we have them all.
I'll make sure we bring
them. They were done by, what was the name of the company, Chris? Damn it.
Well, they're a company that's been doing it. They've been employed by New England Water Works, or Mass Water Works, for the last
years,
I think.
Yeah. You can go online and see the whole state.
Yeah.
So we don't
just
need
about anybody that partook in it. Yeah. They put out a request to everybody to give their rates.
I looked at it.
I gave it to Jen to send you.
Yeah.
So I'll put it on the agenda. We'll discuss it.
Maybe Vic could get if Jen still has that. You could send that.
I could send it to everybody.
Yeah.
Okay. Wouldn't be a bad idea. I mean, this is something that came up last month. I went to the Prudential Committee meeting, but since I can't talk to you guys.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
I know.
We're stuck waiting for 30 days before we do anything. You know?
Yeah. All right, it'll be put. I'll send out some reading material for everybody, and we can discuss it next meeting.
All right, that's good. Well,
how much notice do you need to give Ted for a special meeting? If we schedule one between our members, is it 2 weeks' notice or 10 days?
It only has to be posted 3 days before the 48 hours before the meeting.
So, I mean, as long as we post it within 48 hours of the meeting, we're good.
Okay.
If it's so on the agenda. Because we can always revise the agenda if we have to, as long as it's time.
Yeah, I got you. Okay.
What happened this month, and Jenna had left, and she left me instructions how to post it, and I said, you know what? I said, just post it now, because I don't foresee anything coming up.
Right, yeah.
And when stuff did come up, it was actually too late, really, to talk about it. So...
So if we wanted to get together and talk about this, what a rate thing, we could.
Yeah. So we'll put the rate discussion on the next. We're going to put the bylaw stuff on the next agenda.
Okay. Yeah, we'll figure it out. That's the third one?
That's the third one, yeah.
Okay, so we'll figure that out. So you want to set a meeting right now before you go? So
sure.
That we get that accomplished?
Yeah.
Can we do this, Chris?
Yep.
Don's busy the 21st.
Is that the next?
That's the third.
Third Thursday.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I'm available because I try to keep that date available.
I mean, Wednesday I'm good. The week after, the week before. I think... When do we have to get our stuff to Prudential?
That might be the good news and the bad news for you. You want to go over that now, too? The Prudential Committee made a date of April the 12th to go over these budgets, and I'm in Texas.
I am in Sturbridge.
We better discuss the... Vic, how you doing?
To discuss the budgets.
Which is not a big deal, but maybe we could talk to the Prudential Committee and see if they might be able to accommodate us on... Do they already have their meeting posted for March the 28th?
It's too far. Oh.
I could at least give them something... Am I allowed to go there and give them? Am I allowed to go there and give them something?
Sure. Yeah.
Can I go there without it being on the thing? And
yeah. All right.
Ask them to put on the agenda any matters from water commission.
Yeah.
So when I was chairman, I put on every agenda any matters
for the water commissioners.
So that would allow the chairman from those committees to
count.
All right.
Don't let me give you a hard time.
That sounds good.
Don't let me give you a hard time.
That sounds good.
That's
good. Okay.
I'm not sure when the next Prudential Committee meeting is. You said it's the 28th?
Well, Don says the 21st, so...
our next meeting.
You want to just go that Wednesday the 20th? Can we get the place there?
I'm pretty sure we can. We kind of have preference anyways.
Vic, you okay with the 20th?
I'm okay the 20th.
Let's go Wednesday
the 20th.
Let's go Wednesday the 20th.
All right, and I'll have Jen put it down on, I'll give Ms. Hadley a call.
Okay.
Yeah.
Laura. I love you, Don.
Don has left the building. Now we can have Russ talk.
That's it. Yeah. You ready, Russell? It wasn't going anywhere fast, but...
So for an update on all the projects, I'll go down the list here. Tank's going well. There's a foundation in the ground. We've got the pipe run from the... existing pipe up through the foundation stuff up there. We've got a plan for the tank manufacturers start coming in mid-April, which is the schedule so far. Start with things. No surprises, everything's going straightforward. No talking change orders, delays, and things like that.
How long does that foundation have to harden up before they can start?
It's ready now.
Yeah, oh, it is.
The stronger.
Oh, they did.
It's like called for 4,000 PSI concrete, even 5,000 PSI. And after 7 days, they're already up to like 4,800 pounds.
Nice.
So it's ready for action now. So that's going well. The security and the fiber optic, that's kind of depending on some of the USDA funding. I did speak with Steve Johnson. They had another priority come up that they had to address, but they do want to move on this as soon as they know whether or not.
Open gate.
Yep. Yeah. Whether or not we get the USDA funding, so that prompted a call to USDA, which they were still had the application in review. There were some administrative items that we had to address that got addressed. And they said hopefully by next week they're going to have some responses back to us. So it's hard to get a read on them. They didn't give an indication, but the fact that it's being reviewed is a good sign that it hasn't gotten canned yet. But I don't expect it to. I think it's, I would say that it should probably move forward. Andrew Casey just gave me a call here. Was supposed to, I guess, come in tonight and give a quick update, but he mentioned it'll come by tomorrow morning. He got wrapped up with something else. He'll come by tomorrow morning to grab the proposals.
Oh, okay. I have him in my truck. I wasn't sure. He's not going to be here.
Yeah, he can't make it tonight. He's going to be there first thing tomorrow morning.
Okay.
How many do you have, Ken?
Two.
Two, okay.
Yeah, that's all. Yeah, we had, I don't know how many people at the meeting, and I think the two that came wasn't anybody from the meeting.
Okay. Well, that's how it goes with these projects. So he'll take a look at it, give a recommendation. I'd say at this point, you might as well have interviews with both parties. And, you can ask them all the hard questions. And then you go from there. But Andy's going to decide tomorrow.
Yeah. We'll discuss that afterwards. There's another amendment to that contract.
I read that.
There's all that stuff that Andrew's.
It was on an email. Sent it out. You sent it out to us, right?
Yeah.
I read that.
I need you to sign that before you leave tonight.
Okay.
Okay, so lastly, it goes on to the RFQ for the cell phone towers. And that's, I just sent along the draft RFQ to Chris. I'm not sure if everyone's had a chance to go through that and read that. There's probably a lot of stuff in there you don't understand. And that's all right. But the two main questions I wanted to talk about tonight were, one is the pricing structure. As I looked at a lot of these past RFQs, and what they offered was, for example, the first part is the duration of the lease. I've seen a 10-year with 2 5-year additional periods. I've seen a 5-year lease with 2 additional 5-year periods. I saw a 5-year lease with it looks like it can be any combination, whatever you want out there.
Yeah.
After talking with some of the companies that own the towers, that it seems to make sense, especially because cell phones probably aren't going anywhere, we should offer a longer period for the base lease because it makes it worth their while, it makes it a more attractive project, it gives us a better opportunity to have more and more carriers come in as time goes on. So the suggestion, I think what I had in the RFQ that I passed around was a 20-year lease with one 10-year option to renew, which that's also been in some leases. It seems like a long time, but if you think about it, these towers can cost upwards of $250,000, $300,000. You know, you're getting $10,000 a month back. So it takes time for them to pay off their investment, plus all the maintenance and all the design and permits that go into it. They did say that you probably wanted to see initially half of what you're getting now for yourself if you have three carriers going on there. And that seems pretty uniform with everyone I talk to and know. It is what it is. You know, we have to put it out there. So the way the pricing is structured in the RFP is that for 20 years, we have year 1, year 2, year 3, year 4, year 5, year 6, year 7. What's the, we put in what your proposed annual increase is. And then we also ask for a percentage of each carrier. Now, some of the tower companies said that we're going to do a percentage of each carrier, blah, 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 blah. I don't know in the future if you start with 3 carriers, if you have 4, 5, 6 carriers, that's all revenue that goes in your pocket. But I feel some of that should be a solid percentage going across the board. So the basically total years 1 through 20 with whatever multiplier they want for their, their annual increase, and then what percentage of each carrier. It'll be a straight percent, the 12% of carriers will give you 15%. So we'll base the highest bid on the total of 20 years. And then we'll also consider what that percentage is of carriers. Sound reasonable?
Yeah. Sounds like a good way to go about it.
Yeah. And it's kind of a combination of all the other RFPs that come across. And seeing how they do it.
That could also, I mean, between merging and renegotiating, though, I'd be a little, you know, I don't know if that's something we should think into consideration, too. I mean, if AT&T and, you know, T-Mobile merge all of a sudden, I don't know, all of a sudden you're not going to get something if they, you know, that everything's either going to drop one or...
Well, if you had some way of figuring out what how many times a tire was pinged, you could have, a millage on each time.
Yeah, every time a contract comes up, they try to renegotiate everything really, really low. And I can tell you that just from dealing with them in the past right now. But we've always said, no, so keep paying what you're paying.
That's funny because they have the owner of this house is going to be the landlord.
Yeah, he's not going to want to take any less money.
If we leave it with a strict percentage, if there is a merger, we lose a carrier.
We're going to lose a carrier anyways. Yeah.
I got an ache. What's the the owner of that tower? How does he charge a carrier? Is it a flat rate?
Just at least like we charge a carrier.
Okay. Okay. So my ache is upgrades.
What?
Is the upgrades that are going to come over the years? I want a piece of the upgrades. I want them to pay me more. If they're going to put more on there, I want more money.
That's where you get the percentage.
Yeah, carrier.
Okay. Percentage. So that a lot of the people I talked to said, no, just do this as a big space.
Okay.
The more I thought about that, it wasn't really fair because if you have 5, 6, 7, however many carriers you can put on there.
Yeah, they're gonna be in there upgrading constantly.
So you may see someone comes and gives you, we'll give you $500 a month, but we're giving you 40% of the carriers. What's better? Is that better versus $3,000 a month, 5% of the carrier?
Yeah.
And that's going to be a discussion. We're going to have to think about that and weigh out, who knows, in the crystal ball, 5 years from now, how many of the carriers are going to pop up. It's a very difficult thing to. So somewhere in the middle is where it should be. Some of these RFPs, I saw they had a predetermined number they bought on. Like I think Tom's last one had 33,000 a month or 3,600 a month. That was the minimum base lease. I don't want to put the minimum base lease.
No.
Our
money, not to get off subject here, but our money that comes in from the leases on the tanks right now, where's that money go? To the general fund?
Mm-hmm.
And does it get put into the
yes.
Do we see it in ours? Okay. In the general, okay.
So it's if we don't put it on
that's part of it.
Got it. Got it.
They obviously have to come up with the highest monthly, whatever they feel they can come up with to be the win. It seems like it's a very attractive site. They know they already have two carriers off the bat. from everyone I've talked to, it sounds like they'd be very interested. If for some reason bids come in and it's not acceptable, so this is way too low, we're getting it, we're going to reject all bids because we'll reissue it.
Yeah.
I got you. That's it. We're not going to put up with this because you do have the right to reject all of this. Now, they have a lot of stake. I believe in the lease they do have the right to put up a temporary. I've got a lot of requests for temporary towers. Can you do this? Can you do this? And I said, well, you have to review your lease. Do it. It's not in the cell phone business. I do believe you have the right to put up a temporary tower, but you also have to do all the permits that are required with that. And no, I'm not going to help you get the permits. I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to call the building inspector. That's up to you guys. I did schedule a meeting with the Cape Cod Commission as there was some thought that basically as soon as this new tank is put online, that tank should come down.
Yeah.
Just given the safety constraints. So that's about 6 or 7 months. From what they told me, they said, as soon as you deal with Cape Cod Commission, you don't want one for any new tower. So I called the Cape Cod Commission. I said, this is a new situation. We're taking the tower down, the water tower, and putting it on one of the cell phone tower. So sounds like they're willing to discuss expedited permitting, which would be a good thing. We can put that in the RFP. That's less permitting that they had to do what they have to charge us for. But I've gotten a lot of requests from the cell phone carriers to just get to it. How many plans in place for a temporary plan for cell phone coverage? I said, no, they don't. They have a final plan in place, and they're not going to have a temporary plan in place. That's for you guys to figure out. And we apologize. One of them wanted to put the antennas on the new water tower on West Street. And I said, chances are if they put a tower up, they're not going to want to antennas on the other tanks. The antennas are going to go to towers. And that's, I said, I can't prohibit you. You can submit whatever you want.
Sure.
But for it to be considered, it's probably going to have to be fairly substantial. So why don't you wait and see when the RFP comes out and do that? So it sounds like they're kind of scrambling to get the temporary plans in place, but that's really
their business, yeah.
It's not a concern of this commission. Not an overly priority concern of this commission, to put it that way.
After yesterday, I'd like it to be put on record that I do not want one cell company on another tower again.
Yeah.
We had some upgrades up on Main Street Tank.
I saw them there.
Going on. Very nice company. They've followed all our rules. This is the second time they've been there. I sent the inspector up yesterday to look at something. One of the companies has snuck up there and done some modifications, and you cannot walk around the tank anymore. You have 7 inches clearing. They have put a radio head on my catwalk. And you cannot sneak by that 7 inches to go. If you want to go around the tank, you have to go to the opposite side. You cannot now walk in this complete circle. And it's one of those companies that came to me and said, this is, I know what company it is. It's one of the companies there. The gentleman that I had the discussion with had a meeting with me, and everything was going in the works. All of a sudden, they stopped talking to everybody. And I don't know when they went up there and what happened, if it was one during the day when something was disarmed, but I've been trying to figure it out through pictures and everything else that I've had in the past, so sure. I can try to figure out when, but it seems to be Sprint that went up there.
Yesterday there were two trucks there.
That's T-Mobile doing some modifications, and they've followed the book, they followed our policies, and they're right there to achieve. They're taking pictures of everything they do, they're sending it in, the guy's there inspecting, they call up, can you come look at this before we put it up, and boom, 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 everything's been going great. They paid for the guy to come down, paying our guy to be there. They put up like $4,000 or $5,000 ahead of time so that they can pay him to do it that's on, and they're just getting paid through him. Through the company. This other company said that's too much money for us to put up. We're not going to do that. We don't want to. We'll have to talk to you about a different way of doing it, and then never got back, basically. Mm-hmm. And snuck up there and did it wrong. That's why we have the policy, so that this does not happen. Yeah. And now it's a danger up there. Somebody is up there in the dock. Some young kid goes up there, hits that, falls over the edge. Who's in trouble?
Yeah. Well, that's good policy.
Yeah. And like I said, I've always dealt with them, and I've always been on the cusp, but this is just too much.
So now you get
one company can ruin it for everybody.
Right. And with hopefully some other revenue sources from solar and the tower.
Yep.
Not having money tanks.
Right.
You can do your job. They can do theirs.
I will do whatever you guys say. I'm just giving you my opinion.
So other than those two, I believe that that's what's in the RFQ, how it's set up for the bid. I feel pretty comfortable with the legal reviewing it. Do you want to send it up to Mark?
I've already sent it to Mark. He said he's almost all the way through it as of yesterday. He will be... I told him I'd talk to him Monday on it. Okay, so I'll try to get in touch with him Monday.
If you want to have him coordinate directly with me...
Well, that's what I was going to tell him. If there's something... He said he had a couple small issues right now. I said, you know, you really don't have to do the whole thing, but if you're reviewing it now, keep going, you know, at this point. So he says he's most of the way through it, and I'll just have him, if he has a problem,
go through it. Exactly. Yep. I can sit down with him. I'll go over there and meet with him.
Yep.
Camera all that out. So
that's fine.
Hopefully by the next meeting, we'll have finished our RFQ so that we can get on straight. Soon after that, soon after the next meeting.
That'll be open for how long?
I've been going for a month. Okay. I'll absorb it, digest it. I don't see the need for any type of pre-bid meeting or site meeting. They're welcome to attend to visit the site.
Sure.
So they can go there. They're the cell phone people. They know a lot more about it than I do.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good. covers what I have.
Okay, well, is it good?
It's covered what you've given Andrew's report, kind of, in a way,
I've
too.
I've given Andrew's report, too, so. Yeah, I would just say after, you know, get Andrew's feedback from him on the proposal.
Yeah, he's going to pick him up tomorrow. He was going to pick him up today, but like you said, something came up.
Yeah.
So I didn't know if he would be here tonight, so I brought him just to to see.
That makes everyone's life easier with just two of them, hopefully the two good ones.
Yeah.
You can ask him which one he recommends, and it should be interesting for the interview to come in and see what they have to, have to say.
Great.
I'd be very curious to see that. So. Okay.
Thank you, sir.
All right, Russell.
Okay. Yeah, good
right.
seeing you.
Yep, appreciate
Enjoy
it.
Thank you very much, and I'll try to give you a call Monday, too, and let you know what's going on.
Sure.
You're doing good, Russell. Thank you. Excellent.
I got it marked down. What day is the Cape Cod Commission? Wednesday?
23rd.
Okay. Yep.
So you think Prudential Committee is the 29th?
The 28th, I think it is.
28th?
March the 28th.
So you have to have something for them by the 28th?
Well, I'm just thinking that...
I can carry the
they
water.
They want something April 12th.
Yeah.
I mean, March 12th, you said?
April 12th is the next meeting that they're going to go over. They wanted the fire commissioners and the water commissioners to come in that date and go over the budget. I mean, we certainly could... I don't want to leave you hanging, Vic.
No, I can carry the water on that. I don't care as long as I, you know what we need to.
Yeah, the biggest deal is the questions that may come up with I know that I walked in there just like you were going to walk in there and did it, and it was fine. I didn't really have an issue with it. But if they would, if they would take something on the 28th, well, we could do it on the 28th and give it to them then, it would be, you and I could both go in there.
Sure.
And Don could go in there, and everybody would be here to go in there to that meeting and present our budget, all three of us, rather than one of us sitting there. I just rather see all of us in there than one of us.
Yeah.
It just seems to make more sense. And you may have an opinion of somebody asked something or said something. You may have your own opinion of it. I know I have numerous occasions, where Rick had to shove me back in my seat a couple of times. So, we're going to go over this budget?
Yeah, it's last on the agenda, right?
Okay.
Yep.
I can give you a quick analysis of what we have here a little more.
Uh-huh.
As of right now, Jim gave me a little cheat sheet here. We are 75% through the fiscal year, and we've spent an average of 67% of our budget right now.
Yep.
The payroll that's here... it's up to date. It's actually a month ahead of time, so we have to pay the month before for you guys just signed, I believe, for next month. If you look on here, there's a few things that are over. I think printing is over here. It's over budget a little bit, but we don't anticipate any more costs there at all. Legal and engineering is kind of low. We got a lot of stuff going on with legal and engineering right now. We have $34,000 we spent out of there, but we do have about $20,000 that can be put back into the budget if we have to, because it was money spent for the tank before we allocated the funds.
Oh, gotcha. Oh, we took it out.
It was money that we were paying out of our own funds, and Mike gave us the understanding that he would return it into the funds by the end of the year.
Okay.
Let's see. That's basically what's there. You see, it says right on here, the bold, some of them, why they're there, why they aren't. The computer was up We lowered it actually than last year because we had bought a computer. You know, there's a few things with it. What's in bold is the only changes right now. So we kind of went over this last month a little bit on the changes. Some of it, like you said, the solar project is probably going to be done by next year.
Yep.
So, you know, you got to keep what you have.
Electricity's down?
A little bit, yeah, because we know what we're going to be spending. We're locked in on the Cape Light Compact.
Gotcha.
Let's see.
Do we think that this solar project is going to be completed by the end of next year? Is that what we're looking at?
I'm thinking if it goes, well, I mean, if he suggests that we put one out, it's going to take a little while to put one out. That's going to be a month. You know, it depends how quick. I mean, I don't know. We'd have to ask Andrew that.
Yeah.
I'm just assuming if it goes, it's not going to go, and we're not going to see anything from it for at least a year or so.
Right.
So really the only thing that's left on this budget that we have here is salaries. You do have a comparison in the back, I believe. Somebody had asked for that.
I saw that. It's on the next page.
It is?
Yeah, I didn't get one.
You didn't get a second page on that?
No. No.
It looks like this, though. The other one, did you get one of these?
Yeah, this one.
Another one in there?
Yeah.
You can have one.
Yeah, no, I didn't get that.
Okay.
Those are the salaries in comparison to what we got going on at Kituit, Calm, Mashpee, Falmouth, Dennis, Yarmouth, and Barnstable. And Barnstable being... I think we consider that's Barnstable Fire District, Chris?
Correct.
So Barnstable Fire District on the end is...
they're our closest to
the same,
same
as us. They have around 1,700 or 1,800 services.
Yeah, they're a little... Yeah.
They're a little smaller than us.
And they are currently chlorinating.
Yeah, they've been for a while.
Like to talk to Tom and find out if he has to do.
He'd be horrified.
If he's got a sanitary surveyor coming up, you've got to be careful.
So that's how this thing came up through a sanitary survey?
Yes.
I just like. They're looking for that too. I think we were in the crosshairs. Okay. All right, let me get over that. So, there's no surprise to this, to me. I've been an advocate for, since I've been here for 13 years, to continue to move you guys into the pay wages and pay scale that the rest of the world's in. And I can remember some of those days when we talked with George and it was things that was 1% or he wanted to keep up with whatever the neighbors were doing, and I'm not in favor of it. I am in favor of moving forward, Chris, and I like Don's suggestion. And so, I mean, I don't know what the rest of the people in town are going to think, but I think for you, a 4% increase, for Jen, somewhere around 5 or 6%. I mean, she's out of sight considering what she's capable of doing, and we know that now. We've watched
that
now.
She's underpaid. If you look at that, we hired her at a low rate.
Absolutely. I'm in, and the operators at 3%. I mean, Vic, so what I'm saying is I'm wanting to give the superintendent a little bit more of a raise. He's surely $10,000 off of where he's supposed to be in terms of what the rest of the world's doing.
Yeah.
And then Jen is such a significant piece of what's taking place over there at that shop. She's a great coordinator. She's there for you guys when you're out there in the field. She knows what she's doing. She's caught on to this stuff.
Extremely
fast. And so I don't even know if 5% is enough.
When we hired Jen, and I wasn't here then, did we write a new PD or did we go by an existing PD? What I'm saying is she classified according to what she does, or she classified because we hired her under...
She took a position that was there.
Yeah, but yeah. I mean, we didn't re-describe that position description.
No. We hired an office manager. The thing is that...
I'd guess that old position description doesn't fit what she's doing now. I'm guessing, but I'm...
Yeah, she does a lot of... This
all oh, right. She is just a superintendent. I agree with you. I know she is.
She does certain parts communication wise.
I've recommended to her to go get her. Well, take license. Some license courses. She's that good.
Well, she's actually offered to get the other two to take them. She goes, I'll go take it with you if you take it.
We have an opening. It's called Assistant Superintendent. It's been there for a long time.
Why don't we look at rewriting her PD, which, and then, you know, commensurate with that, there'd be a grade increase or whatever you want to call it. But, I mean, if she is doing more now than that old PD, and I've never read her PD, so I don't know, but, I mean, that would be an approach to... Mm-hmm. doing this, and I mean, then you could fully justify whatever, you know, that came out to be.
I mean, if you look here, if she is doing assistant superintendent work, you know, and I don't know until you set
that. She's doing part of that, yes. You have to sort those parts out. Put it this way. This isn't the assistant job isn't filled because she's doing part of that and Brian's doing part of that.
Okay.
All right. Now, there's parts of that Brian can't do.
Sure.
So, I mean, anything she basically is.
Is this an average for our field operators, Chris? This number right here.
Brian
makes more than that.
No. Yeah, that's probably an average. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Brian makes around 55 or.
$60,000. Yeah, Brian. He gets 63 and a half.
Okay. And the guys are making 38, 39?
Right now, 37. Right. And.
But we're not.
They're both making the same. That's why.
And that's
they're both hired at the same rate.
That's what we got right there. Training education, yeah. 420.
That's how much has been spent.
Yes, you.
Yeah. There'll be more spent out here. Hang on. Because, I mean.
Are they ready? Those two guys, are they ready to get their.
I have mentioned it to them at least once a week for the last.
Well, you might mention to them that I came up tonight. You might mention to them that it came up tonight, and that if we're going to advocate for them, they got to go get their licenses.
Yeah, they know that they have 2 years. One's been there now 6 to 7 months,
mm-hmm.
and one's been there for 14 and a half, almost 15 months.
Time to light a fire under him.
Yeah, let's just tell them that it came up. Tell those guys, say, look, you know, we love them. We love them, guys.
Yeah.
They're great, but... Once we start talking about it, it means we're trying to figure out what they're doing. It's not optional.
there is quite a description. I think we do have it in there. We can rewrite it. And I told her, you know, she's, when we hired her, it was to assist me with all my needs. I'm a needy man. And to do the day-to-day operations there, the office operations. I mean, she has a lot of stuff. She does manage the entire office up there. Between answering phones, between doing deposits, between bringing in payments, between letter writing, you know, everything that needs. And she'll sit down and take a letter from me on each thing that we have to do, everything that has to be sent out, you know, and coordinate all that stuff. I can't state enough.
Yeah. Yeah. No, and I agree with you. She's invaluable, but her position description should reflect, you know, what she does for us. And then, you know, coming up with a salary to match that shouldn't be difficult.
Right.
I guess I'm ignorant of how the town works. You know, I mean, that's
a 5% increase would bring in to 46,000.
Bring who to that?
Bring her from 43,000 to 46,000. And a 4% increase would bring you to 90,637, Chris.
To what?
90,637.
90.
Hmm?
Oh, bring me. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were saying Chad.
No, you.
Yeah. That's up to you guys. Hey.
I know what I'm talking to you about. We don't talk about this stuff enough. Talking about it. You got to put it out there on the table. And the boys, I'm not happy with the boys at all, so, I mean, I'm discouraged.
Right.
I'm glad the work that they're doing, and then I'm, you know, all they got to do is get in there and take their test, and we'll go to battle for them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's. If you told me that I could get an extra $40 a week, it would have been 2 weeks onto the job before I would have been down there taking a test.
The test isn't that tough.
Well, they haven't.
To two.
Yeah. This is
so they better be able to do volume, right? They better be able to math.
There's a math class coming up next month in Calm again, a freak math class. I just found out about today from Barry Woods, and I'm planning on sending the both of them over there and just tell them, listen, while it's fresh in your mind, schedule it afterwards.
Yeah.
And you guys need to take the same test. You guys should have each other's back.
All about it's just volume is all it is.
Well, there's like, I think there's 12% of the test is math related. You know, so they could.
They can funk the whole math and reason. Get the rest
of
the
math. They've got to get a 70 to pass. Yeah, 70,
yeah.
Yeah. And if they fail, they can go back and take it again.
Take it again.
Not always the same test. It's all taken now at a Smith Blarney or a Smith. One of these places, investment firms.
I remember in the past we always went to like a secret session.
It's up to you. If you guys want to make a motion to do something, discuss it with each other. If you feel comfortable around me, go ahead. If you ask my opinion, I'll tell you.
I don't feel uncomfortable with it. I never understood why we went into secret session to talk about it to begin with.
Okay.
So I don't need that. I mean, Mick, I don't know how you feel about it.
I'm good.
Yeah. And I know this is Don has slid this across to me tonight to make sure that I was feeling the same way here. Okay. Yeah, I think
I think that looks good.
Okay.
I don't think anybody will be upset with it.
I don't think there is a reason to be. There's no reason to be. Okay, so that's what we're going to do, Chris. We can knock those numbers in there. Or do we have to vote on it?
You guys don't have to vote on anything. You guys have to agree on a figure, give it to me, and I'll have Jen plug it in.
Yeah. All right,
Vic goes to the meeting, he'll have these figures with him and say, this is why we've done it.
I want,
because they're going to want an explanation.
Go ahead and put you in for 4% increase. Give Jen a 5% increase, and you know the reason for that.
Yep.
And the operators, so we're going to go for a 3% increase. And I need you to let them know that they got to do something.
Can I get the front page back from you? Or a front page? Even
I feel like
give me the other one. Yours, if you have one.
Yeah, I think you got to light a fire into those guys. And, you know, if we're going to go to bat for them. Yeah, I've got is this, Chris. You can have it.
Okay.
But I'll get one. I'll stop by tomorrow and get one.
All right. I just want something to put the figures in.
Yeah, no, that's all right.
Actually, I can just write it down if you want. If you want to keep
notes
on it or something.
No. I've got some little arrows on it, but that's fine.
4%, 5%, and 3%.
Is Don in agreement with those? He told you that before he left?
Well, I didn't realize he was going until 20F, so I slid mine over at him.
Okay.
Secret. God. Get the newspapers off.
Well, thank you, gentlemen. Appreciate the effort.
I don't really think we have anything else to talk about other than, you know.
There's nothing else on the agenda.
No. And so we are going to get these guys that information on the rates that were in there.
Did I write that down?
Yeah, you did write it down, but I just wanted these Don and Vic to have that. And they can see what that is, Chris. And we'll have Patrick, love Patrick in to talk to us about that thing. So I think you wrote it down.
If I can, Chris, can I take a look at that PV position description?
Okay, I'll get a job description for you too. Yep.
Good.
And
I am.
Who posts the Prudential Committee meeting? Is it Laurie? Who actually does
the agenda?
Yeah, who does? Who's responsible?
I don't. I'm not sure who is the
secretary
over there of it. I believe
I could call them, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can. We can find out for you.
Yeah,
we'll find out who
get them to put on the agenda that were, you know, it was a good suggestion that Amy made. That,
yeah, I have it here. Any matters from water or fire commission
that might come up from water
that might be needed to discuss yet.
Be better off to see them on the 28th and have this completed, and we won't have to have one have to go in there by himself.
Okay.
Trying to think. I haven't looked at that at all. Tonight I'll get on that. And see. Puts on that agenda for them on the 28th.
Oh, I got you.
That's
okay.
Posted. It probably isn't posted yet, is it?
Yeah. I think so.
All right.
If you check the website, our website, it might be on there.
Yeah.
Or the town of Barnstable.
You got it all tonight, Vic. You got to give it the. You got to cut us. You got to shut this meeting down.
Oh, I move to adjourn the meeting. Make a motion to adjourn the meeting.
You can second it, too.
Yeah.
You second? Okay. Yeah. All are in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
7:22
7:22
7:22 p.m.